with our special guest, Abigail Looney, and she is with the Girl Scouts. Welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having us.
Well, thank you for coming down. Let's just get right into it because there's so much to talk about. Let's for people. I mean, everybody knows who the Girl Scouts are, and you know, of course, everybody thinks cookies. Which is great. I mean, they're great cookies. But let's talk a little bit about the Girl Scouts. How did the Girl Scouts become the Girl Scouts? What's a little bit of history on the Girl Scouts?
So a little bit of history. Our founder is Juliet Gordon Lowe, and her nickname was Daisy. And Girl Scouts started in 1912 in Savannah, Georgia. She was actually really great friends with Robert Powell, the founder of Boy Scouts. And after a trip to Europe, she came back and founded Girl Scouts. And from there, we've just slowly grown into this huge organization. And you can actually find Girl Scouts all around the world.
See, I just thought they were in the United States. I didn't know they were international.
Yeah, so wow. There's the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts. And so essentially that encompasses all the Girl Scouts and Girl Guides across the world.
That's so awesome. Now, what does it mean to the girls that are involved, the leaders in the family? What does being part of this special group mean to them, and in what ways does it affect their lives?
So being a Girl Scout is kind of like inheriting this big, awesome family that is all girls. We like to have a lot of fun. We do events every single month for the girls, and then they also have their local troop meetings. So the best way that I've found to explain that is our girls' troops are kind of like their immediate family. These are the girls they see on a weekly or biweekly basis, and they work towards merit badges, essentially. We call them patches, and they work on different skills. We have everything from STEM to social-emotional skills. We also incorporate entrepreneurship and different kinds of things like rock climbing or playing in the snow and learning how to do different adventures. And so then their extended family is our service unit, which covers Carroll, Grundy, and Livingston counties. And so once a month we get together and we usually have something really fun. Like in April, the girls are going to build derby cars and race them.
Wow. Wow. What are some of the other things that you do during the year?
Boobash is always a huge hit, so that's hosted in Carroll County, usually, and that is a huge Halloween party. We have community partners come out, and the girls get to go around and learn different things. This year, they elected to do a cocoa theme, so they learned all about different cultures and different dances and how to make different kinds of floral headbands. They always dress up. It's so much fun. We also do our service projects. So we just had Girl Scout Week last week, and our Livingston County Girl Scouts were collecting things for the animal shelter here.
That's awesome. I Leslie must have been so thrilled at the animal shelter because
they're
in need.
I'm not sure they've been delivered yet, but I do know our girls have been working so hard. Service is at the heart of everything we do, and how can we give back? So every month we have a different service project. We've collected feminine hygiene products. The girls have done a coin war and donated all of that money to the Shrine Hospital for children. They've done so much this year.
That's amazing. And what a great thing to instill at a young age is service. Service is really important. And I think, you know, as the generations go on, we kind of lose that. We've lost serving each other. It's become a very me environment. I mean, you know, a culture revolves around me. And it's so nice to be able to teach these girls how important service is to other people and service is to the community. Now, what are the age groups for Girl Scouts? And so, what are the different levels?
So we go through K through 12, and kindergarten and first grade is our Daisy friends. They are actually relatively new in the world of scouting because scouting used to start with the Brownies. Mm-hmm. So this now gives our going into kinder friends. So if you have a girl that is in preschool this year that will be in kindergarten in the fall, she can start her Girl Scout journey in April. And then our Brownies are second and third, juniors are fourth and fifth, cadets are sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, And then we also have seniors, which is 9, 10, and then ambassadors, which is 11 and 12.
Awesome. And the how does someone become a Girl Scout? What, you know, do you have to start like as a Daisy and work your way up, or can you start anywhere in the line, or how does that work?
You can start anywhere in the line, and I think that's one of the big draws is it doesn't matter when you start. All of these girls work towards what they're passionate about. We are very big on girl-led. So we ask our girls for their input. We want to know what they're passionate about and what they want to grow in. And then as troop leaders or volunteers, it's our job to help guide them and let them make the big decisions behind things whenever possible.
Now, how many of the girls that end up completing the program as ambassadors actually come back as leaders and volunteers?
I don't have that specific stat, but I do know that so when you get to those upper levels, a lot of people are really aware of the BSA. You get your Eagle Scout Award. Well, with Girl Scouts, that's called the Gold Award, and it encompasses a lot of impacts and community service and sustainable projects that can continue even years later, which is really amazing, and it kind of helps pilot those girls into, if this is something they're passionate about, they can earn a special award called their Bridge to Adult Award, and they can instantly start coming back as a volunteer, or they can take a break and come back later.
That's fantastic. And since you mentioned the awards, I don't know, I kind of heard this little rumor that you might have gotten one or two awards.
We are very excited. Our service unit has handed out 22 awards this year to volunteers. And recently, Miss Libby Hall, who is in Grundy County, and Cynthia McWilliams from Carroll County were received their honoree letter, so that they will be receiving a council or national award in May.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. We are so stoked. It has just been an amazing year, and we are so excited.
You know, and there's a little bit of sadness attached to this, because we talked about the house here in Chillicothe. And I want to talk about that a little bit. It's been around for how long?
It has been here for a really long time. So I'm the service unit manager, which means it's my job to help our volunteers have a great experience and help our program run smoothly. So I'm not from Chillicothe, but I do spend a lot of time here, and I do spend a lot of time with our girls. And I know that our youth are very passionate about saving our little house. A backstory and a history on that is that the Chillicothe community and the Chillicothe Girl Scouts, some number of years ago, came together and they fundraised and they actually helped build the little house here. And over time, as funding gets cut in every program, you know, there's been reductions and things. And so our little house is actually potentially looking at being defunded, which would be very, very sad for all of our volunteers and youth. So they are working very hard on some upcoming fundraisers and different events and things that they can do to save their little house, because it's part of this community, but it's also part of them. Some of our volunteers actually grew up in this little house.
And how can the community help you?
Be on the lookout for fundraisers. If you want to get involved and help, please reach out to us. We have a Facebook page. I can share all of my information with Caitlin, and she can feel free to pass that on to anyone as well. But really, just we are excited to look forward to a new year and, you know, try some fundraising opportunities and keep our Girl Scouting program alive and super founded in the history here.
Great. And I will get that information from Abigail, and I'll get it onto our Facebook page with the links that you need. I'll get that done tomorrow morning, so it's done by tomorrow morning. And you can all have that information. But in the meantime, if anyone is interested in joining the Girl Scouts and being part of this family, what do they need to do?
So you can reach out to us on our Facebook page, and that's probably going to get you the fastest response. We monitor that pretty regularly, and when we have something come in to the Chillicothe Girl Scout Facebook page, what we like to do is place you with a volunteer that works with your child's grade level. And so we're able to get you in to try out a troop meeting and answer all of your questions, let your girl get her feet wet, see if this is something she's interested in. The other way that you can volunteer or join a youth member is to visit gskmo.org/join, and you can go ahead and register right then as well. Our April recruiting session is coming up. This will allow all our pre-K friends who are going into kinder this fall to join, or anyone else who would like to join in and enjoy a wonderful summer full of activities. We're going to have a pool party here at Chili Bay in July.
Yay! That sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. It's always a favorite.
Well, you know, if you guys want to go, their Facebook page is facebook.com/ChiliMoGS. That's ChiliMoGS. And you can get on their Facebook page. And you can even follow them. I totally, totally recommend that you follow them so you're made aware of the fundraisers and events that are coming up. Abigail Looney, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
You are so welcome.